And if we talk about the hydrogel and luciferase, those were two important questions that I wanted to know. What's hydrogel, how it affects us, and what is luciferase all about?
So let me start with luciferase. Luciferase is a name that is given to a bioluminescent crystal. They have two that they use, neon green and luciferase. So these are smaller than a cell, and they can be injected into the body. They've used these in producing the vaccines. Whether or not they still exist inside the vaccines, we don't know. But anyway, when they're using these, they go inside the body and they prove whether or not you've been transfected. So if the vaccine works, this little tiny crystal will be within the cells that are transfected, okay, or genetically modified. So the idea is you could take a special application on, let's say, your iPhone and wave it over the person. You couldn't visibly see it, but the phone application could pick it up and say, yep, this person's been transfected or they've been vaccinated. And that's what they propose to use in us eventually. They also propose to use that to prove not just we've been vaccinated, but give us a digital ID or tattoo to give you a number, me a number, everybody a number, so that we are individually known to any computer system, any smart device, because they want us to have a digital ID so that we are part of the Internet of Everything. So the idea is to give us a barcode like a product in the store, so that everywhere we go, we wouldn't need a wallet, no cards, nothing like that. Our body is our commodity, and that we would be connected just like your cell phone's connected to anything around it. Your body would be connected automatically to any smart device, to anything in the 5G cloud, everything. This sounds like it's convenient, but think about that. Do you think that everybody is in your best interest? It's about really knowing anything about you, where you are, you know, what you're thinking. Do you know they know what you're thinking too? If you're sleeping, if you're brushing your teeth, what kind of medicines are in your body? If you're drinking alcohol, anything in the world, they know. They know if you're lying. They have a polygraph, a lie detector test they can do. So those are bioluminescent crystals, but they're also put in with something called hydrogel. Hydrogel is that technology that takes and envelopes the mRNA, the genetic code I was talking about before. But see, it has many different functions. It's not just to deliver the drug. It also has biosensors in there. So the biosensors are gathering the data, all the things I told you about, things that are nice, like your blood sugar and your blood pressure, but then also more intimate details like your thoughts, which is very dangerous. Who gets to know that? Because it's going to always gather the data. Where does it go? You know, they're telling us they have proposals that they would like it to go to the 5G cloud. And then a computer can analyze it. And then for the betterment of humanity, it would adjust and give us cryptocurrency or social credits based on if we're a good human or a bad human. And who's to say you're a good human? Because they know your thoughts. And to them, they said if they thought you were lying, like you said you were in one area, but you're really in another, just a white lie, nothing big. Well, that's a lie. And if you did that too many times, well, you don't get to eat good food. You don't get to go to school. You don't get to have a house you wanted. I mean, who are they to say that to us? So I know it sounds very extreme. However, that, you know, Bill Gates and Microsoft put out a patent to do this to all humans, and the plan is to do this to all of us around the world by the year 2030. And I happen to know this is true because I went to business meetings here in the United States, business owners meetings, where they talked about doing this here in Atlanta, Georgia. We would be a pilot city. They plan to launch this last year. They're behind. So they really want to do this quickly. And so they're one of 12 cities that would start here. And they said that they didn't need the approval from any of us, that they would just launch it. All the software is already in these phones, these smart devices. Their missing link is to get that hydrogel, that nanolipid particle, those biosensors. That's all the same. Those three names are the same thing. They're just different names. To get, once it's inside of us, then they can turn it on. And voila, how long does it last? We don't know. But instantly, you lose your privacy, you lose your freedom, you lose your independence. So this is what scares me. I believe, in my opinion, this virus was created to push the agenda of these vaccines, because inside the vaccines is a way to control humanity very quickly. And then also with this nanotechnology, now that's a way to know everything about you, what you're doing. And they also said that they would like to use it for predictive policing. I don't know if you've ever seen a movie with Tom Cruise called Minority Report, but in that movie, it was about, they were able, in the future, they were able to know your thoughts.